Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Thursday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 5th of March, 2020. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the past couple of days, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. All right, just a heads up, there's kind of a theme for today's news show. Basically, we're giving you your COVID Tech 19 update. First round of news for you, Netflix and Apple. Yeah, you won't be seeing them at South by Southwest. Now, at the time of sending out this podcast, South by Southwest, yeah, it's still on. Though the companies that are coming are dropping like flies. Now, we do know Apple was supposed to be showcasing Apple TV Plus, particularly with documentaries like that of the Beastie Boys and a few other things. Netflix, on the other hand, was going to be showcasing its content as well. Then, of course, Apple and Netflix are not the first company to be doing this. Amazon, yeah, we've already announced that, saying their premieres and debuts will just basically be shown online. We don't know yet if Apple and Amazon will be doing quite the same thing. More than likely, that probably will be the case. But one thing is definitely uncertain is South by Southwest 2020. We'll keep you posted. Well, if you're a Microsoft employee and working in Seattle, chances are you're listening to us from home today. Microsoft says that all of its employees that have a job that can be done from home, yeah, go ahead and do that from home. And it looks like you're going to be doing it from home till about March 25th. Unfortunately, for those of you that work in like the data center or retail, yeah, you're going to have to keep coming into work. Can't do that from home. But Microsoft says they will maintain a reduced contact with other employees and visitors, such as keeping 6 feet away from each other. Wow, imagine being a salesperson trying to sell a Surface from 6 feet away. It's got some great features. You'll love it. Don't breathe on me. Microsoft did, however, though, go on to say that, say, you're pregnant or elderly, they say taking a leave of absence would be the best route for you. Well, from Microsoft, going on over to Google now. You got an interview at Google thinking, woohoo, gonna go down to Google, see what it's like around their buildings. No, you won't be. Google's already started sending out emails to job candidates that might be coming in for Google for an interview. Now, that's gonna be done through Hangouts now. The actual email reads that in the light of the coronavirus, COVID-19, to protect our candidates and interviewers, we will be conducting all Google interviews globally, virtually via Google Hangouts, or if you're saying a few other countries that doesn't do Hangouts, BlueJeans. And it will be this way for the foreseeable future. No, Google didn't put a date on this. Google's actually second in line to do this. Facebook actually announced this just a few days ago, too, that they would be canceling most in-person job interviews. But hey, at least there's a bright side to this. You don't have to get fully dressed up. Hell, you could do the interview in your underwear, and they'd never know it. Moving away from COVID-19 news, thank God, and moving on to some photography news, particularly for all of you in the UK. Might have heard of that community called ViewBug? Well, it is officially launched in the UK. Now you can be part of the 3 million members that they have worldwide and connect to other visual creators in the community so you can work together to grow your craft. For those of you unfamiliar with ViewBug, well, they got photo contests, daily theme competitions. There's, of course, an education section where, you know, you can perfect your craft, and photo editing tools, which is quite handy, including an exclusive range of Lightroom presets. If you've got the photography bug and feel like viewing it, check out their app on Apple's App Store. It's actually the app of the day. Or, of course, the ViewBug community over at ViewBug.com. And finally, jailbreaking an iPhone. Yeah, we don't really talk much about this anymore, do we? In a lot of cases, it's not really necessary. However, though, if the geek inside of you really misses it, looks like you could do it now via an Android phone. Yeah, who knew these two worlds would ever collide? But they have. Spotted actually over on Reddit, it's called Chekra 1N. Basically, what you do is you plug your Android phone into your iPhone. Of course, you're going to need a few adapters to do that, but once you're past that, you can start jailbreaking away with iOS 13. At your own risk, of course. And from what we heard, it works all the way from iPhone 5 all the way up to iPhone 10. Be forewarned, though, of course, it's only a temporary jailbreak, meaning once the phone reboots, it's completely gone. Yeah, definitely this is for the geeks out there. Or people that are just freaking bored. Nonetheless, though, especially if you've got an old iPhone just laying around, not doing anything, it should keep you busy for a few hours. Again, at your own risk. a story? Would you want us to hear about it? We'll send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, located at britishtechnetwork.com, of course, is where you find the news show, the Mac show, the big show, the photo show, and so much more. It is also where you can find our subscriptions page. Yes, the news show needs your support so we can continue to bring this show to you. The news show, yep, we're not sponsored. And we completely rely on donations from you. So if you want to keep listening to the news show, please head on over to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Check us out on Facebook too at British Tech Network. Give us a follow as well on Twitter at British Tech. And come by our community over at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your Friday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday. Thank you so much, as always, for listening.